Song All About Holland. We kind of shook up the day that you're on, but we move forth. Thanks, Lorimer Freestone, for working with my schedule. Good morning to you on behalf of the Holland Area Arts Council on All About Holland. Good morning to you, Lorimer.
Good morning.
Yay.
Good morning.
Good morning to
and
you.
And we're All About Holland and Sealand, of course. You know, we're one big happy family over there in West Michigan.
But you are here to share, obviously, what's going on at your council, what's going on big time in the most likely the theatrical world and others. So take it away.
Exactly. And my guest today is, I'm excited to have an old friend, David Colaci, here from Hope Summer Repertory Theater. They kicked off their season a week and a half ago with Hairspray. But David is has been the artistic director of Hope Summer Repertory Theater since 1992. You started in 86, so it's been a little while.
As an actor, it's been a while. It's been second home, at least second. Home,
right?
Sometimes
right.
first home,
and he comes to us. Yeah, he comes to us every summer, and we're really fortunate from Minneapolis. But he and his family are sort of wonderful additions to the Holland community every summer. Sometimes we get Susan, his wife, and sometimes we don't.
Yeah.
But now your daughter is going to be in one of the shows tonight opens tonight.
She's leading the blind prophet Tiresias in our production of Oedipus.
That's fantastic. Well, welcome to Holland and welcome to West Michigan. And so, David, tell us about the production of Oedipus that opens tonight at Hope Summer Theater.
We had our last dress rehearsal yesterday, and I'm so, so excited. I've seen Oedipus fully produced twice in my life, and both times it just jumped at me as such a compelling, interesting story. Plays as modernly dramatic as House of Cards or Breaking Bad. It's just a relentless story. We've set it in translation adaptation we've done was done in 2005. It was commissioned by the Guthrie Theater in tribute to their 1972 production, which I saw ages ago, which has always been Oedipus to me. And it's a wonderful, modern, hard-hitting translation, modern in terms of language, but where the visuals were producing it, I wanted a more primitive setting. So it's because the Greeks, when they saw this play in 429 BC, it was already a mythic story to them for Oedipus. So our visuals, it's I call it a biblical Old Testament setting, very exciting, kind of surrealistic set. We have an astonishing sound score that Jeffrey Levin, who's a Jeff Award-winning sound designer from Chicago, who's worked for us the last 3 years, has done this sound score that's just fantastic.
And so it's original for this production?
The sound score is original for this production. I've composed some. The chorus sings a little bit, but the chorus communicates with movement, chants, chanting, singing. And the principles they're very, very hard-hitting scenes. It's a very exciting play.
So, David, I get the feeling that if you go to see Oedipus, you're going to see modern theater, but you're going to see theater in its most original, traditional way, which is really a great
of theater
way to see theater.
It's the Greeks, these folks who did these plays, that's how the art was invented. It started as a religious ceremony, really, to the gods with dance and song. It was annual. The whole city of Athens came together to celebrate the festival of Dionysus. And at one point, one actor stepped out as a soloist, and then two, Aeschylus introduced two, and Sophocles, who wrote Oedipus, introduced the third actor. So these are now scenes, and what we know is theatrical storytelling. This is the original stuff, so we're really completely going back to the roots, and it's very exciting.
Hey, Lorimer, look.
Yeah. Oh, look at it. There's a picture.
I'm on the Facebook page for HSRT.
That's great.
They're looking at a picture of me as the shepherd. This is the first time I've ever played a role in a play I've directed. It's a small role. We needed one more old guy in the show, so I'm taking that on. and it's a blast. Also, my daughter is, I think they mentioned it already, she's leading Tigress.
And Susan is the voice of the Sphinx.
And Susan is the voice of the Sphinx. So, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a family affair.
Okay, so I'm gonna speak from the general audience that might be afraid to buy tickets to Oedipus because they're just not sure that whether it's too cerebral. But on the way in here, you likened it to, well, just now you said House of Cards or Columbo or CSI. You know, it's a really compelling, exciting drama.
Completely. It's I told the audience last night in my curtain speech, you probably, when you think about summer theater, the first thing you think about is probably not Greek tragedy. But I think because people, it's been presented so seriously in education, and as well it should be, people may have the impression that it's dry and boring, but it is absolutely not.
Yeah.
And I think especially the way we're producing it.
That's great.
It runs an hour and a half straight through, no let up. And I think extremely exciting story and terrific actors. It's a great company. The chorus, you know, they just, a lot of them are ensemble who are in Hairspray. So they've become this tight unit that's just fantastic.
That's great.
Which is how the repertory theater works. Again, you have almost somewhat of a troupe that does
we run all the shows in rotating rep, which means the company is in residence for 12 weeks rehearsing, performing, and we, as the plays open, they rotate nightly, which I think is an exciting thing. And when I was recruiting people for the company, you know, that's one of our selling points, is you do these things. They say, well, we're opening Hairspray and Oedipus 7 days apart, and people just kind of went, wow, what a theater. It's the essence of repertory theater.
So the actors, many of the actors play multiple roles over the summer and switch out things that they do. But each play that is presented, as you say, builds on the next one because they've gotten that feel for not only the company and feeling that cohesive feel of being in this big company, but also that they just sort of get their stage presence, and then they just build on it all summer long.
And they're learning the town, they're learning our audience, and everyone loves Holland in the summer, you know.
And in this, too, in this set of plays are also two children's plays, the children's performing troupe, and those are fun.
Just as different as Hairspray and Oedipus are, our two kids' plays are literally Cats and Dogs. We're doing The Cat in the Hat and Go
nice.
Dog Go. And The Cat in the Hat opens, I think, this coming Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And I don't have the exact date for Go Dog Go. I think it's in early July.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they'll be running through the rest of the summers on, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday during the daytime.
Well, and one of the ways you can find out more about the theater schedule is go to hope.edu and then click on the arts and you'll get the whole schedule for Hope Summer Repertory Theater. And tickets are, of course, available.
Yep.
But so, David, tell us about what it's like to move around like this between theater gigs and going from home in Minneapolis to here.
Yeah, well, you know, we moved back to Minneapolis 6 years ago, which is the town I grew up in. Susan went to college there, so we all have family there. So we're kind of more rooted now than we had been earlier, which has been great for our children. You know, my son graduated from high school this year, and so he got to have a home base, and Elena's doing that. Before that, we were in New York. And which is oddly one of the greatest places to bring up a child ever, just because of
you're
the
saying Minneapolis or
I'm
New
saying
York?
New York.
Oh,
but Minneapolis is as well in very different ways. But we were more out and about, a lot more traveling, and but now we're a little more grounded there, with Holland as sort of a, you know, we'll see how long that continues as we move on, but. Between Minneapolis and Holland, we just have two wonderful homes.
That's great. That's great. So so tell us about the challenges of the next shows that are opening up. You've got two under your belt as of tonight.
Yep, but, and we'll have the first children's play next week. And then the next show to open is all these plays are award winners, by the way. Three of them are Tonys, and one is the Festival of Dionysius. But the next show is called, I finally memorized the names in order, Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike, which is You know, it's a Christopher Durang play.
As Actors Theater actually
did. Yes, they did. And I heard it was a wonderful production. And it won the Tony for Best Play in 2013. Mm-hmm. And it's a hysterical comedy, and I think it'll be really well received. And then the last show to open is The Fantastics, which we haven't done in decades. And it is it sort of invented the small musical as a you know, as a theater form. And it's I was in the rehearsal room yesterday, or a couple days ago, when they had the first reading, and it just all, I hadn't seen it for ages, and it just all came back to me, how charming and delightful it is, and people will recognize the songs, you know, try to remember, so it's great.
It's a wonderful play, and gosh, what was it? It had, for a while there, it was like the longest running show.
Oh, yeah, and it is actually
Broadway.
It only had a hiatus, and then it's still running.
Mm-hmm, continuously running.
I think it opened in 1960 or 61, 60 or 61, and then it won this special Tony Award for theatrical achievement in 91, and it's still going strong.
It is. It's a great play. It's fun and delightful and sweet.
It's the opposite. It's a opposite Romeo and Juliet.
Yes.
Two fathers are trying to get their kids together by saying no and keeping them apart.
That's great. That's great.
It's good.
Okay. Well, I want to reiterate that tickets are available for Hope Summer Repertory Theater, and don't be afraid. No. You know, take the opportunity of seeing such a vastly different suite of plays this summer, and it's affordable. It's right in your own backyard, and always. They never disappoint.
Thank you, Laura.
And it's a great set of plays to go see.
And where are we seeing it?
We are seeing it at Hope Summer Repertory Theater,
at the DeWitt Center, 12th and Columbia in Holland, just off of downtown.
Get your ticket today. All right. Kudos to you. Break a leg, as they say. Lorma, what's happening at the council?
Well, lots. We have opened now our studio, which is the hands-on art space for just a drop-in art space for learning about design and being able to tinker and create things. We've got a wall. It's called our Make It Wall, and you just take down a box. It's got a recipe inside where you can create whatever. Everything you need is in the box, and it's for all ages, and it's also filled the space. Space is filled with interactive installations where you can paint on a plexiglass wall, and you can be put yourself in the painting in this large 4x8 foot painting of pond life. And there are so many things to do. And since we've opened, we've noticed that families bring their kids, and they bring them, and they sit down and start making things, and they're there for 3 hours without a let up. There's no lack of things to do, so it's a lot of fun. And there is a cost. It's $5 a person to stay in. You can stay, once you get in, you can stay in as long as you like. But it's also, we have half price days. Half price night on Thursday night is $2.50 a person. But if you're a member of the Arts Council, it's always half price. So there's an incentive. But we also have a beautiful exhibit that just opened last night. 8th Street Up Close are the paintings of Lenore Dupree. And she has spent the entire past year painting beautiful images of the downtown Holland. And Lenore is in her 80s and has traveled the world, and her painting style has been borrowed from Persia. And once you see these paintings, you'll understand the jewel tones and the gorgeous stylized portraits of downtown. It's gorgeous. And then we still have I think one of the best shows we've ever had at the Arts Council is the Great Lakes Pastel Society National Exhibition. It is phenomenal. If you think about pastel being just chalk, you are totally misinformed. You really need to come down and see how gorgeous these paintings are. So that's what we have at the Arts Council. We've got lots of camps going on, so go to hollandarts.org and find out where you can have your kids go for lots of fun in the summertime. And then we've got, I'm just going to list some of the places you should get on their websites.
Knickerbocker
Theater for Hope College has a fun film series. And, of course, HSRT. The City of Holland, of course, has their Farmers Market, and they have the Thursday street performers that now starts at noon and goes till 8:30 at night. There's so much going on. And then we've got the June 25th is the Market Summer Solstice Celebration, which is going to be at the Farmers Market, which is great. And also, I just found out from through August 24th, organ concert at Pillar Church happens weekly every Wednesday, which is kind of fun. City of Zealand starts their Sounds of Summer concert series on July 5th. And July 11th is Zeal Mania, starting every Monday evening. So you go to downtown Zealand in the evenings, and it's lots of fun, lots of activities. July 30th is a plein air event by Zealand Artist Collective, which happens in downtown Zealand. So that's a fun thing to do. Herrick Fest Beyond the Books happens June 25th, and that's Herrick Library. It's great. It looks like a lot of fun. And then there are weekly concerts at the Heinz Collin Park Waterfront Walkway. So that's a really great thing to take advantage of. Holland Museum has Museum on the Move, a historic architectural walk, which is really fun to think about. So hollandmuseum.org, go to that to get tickets for that. And then this weekend, Capon House has the Ice Cream Social, which is kind of fun. It's a typical, wonderful throwback to old-fashioned summer activities. So Park Theater, just go to hollandparktheater.com to find out what's going on. They've got all kinds of things. Their Pride film series starts with Prodigal Sons on Friday, June 24th. That's tonight. Awesome. And Saturday, Salsa Night. So that's kind of hot, Salsa Night at the Park Theater. But they've got lots going on. So there is no lack of things to do in Holland and Zealand this summer.
That's why we talk about it. One more time, websites for both of you.
Hollandarts.org.
And hope.edu/HSRT.
Great. Thanks all. Take care.
Thank you.